Oh, hello everybody. I'm Chris.
I'm Craig.
And I'm Jack.
And we are back for another tilt at the stars with a special guest returning, featuring with and Rose.
Hi.
There you go. Hey. That was worth waiting
celebrity
for.
Performance celebrity performance artist, Rose.
Now, we're,
that's a cock.
Yeah, no, it's a rabbit.
It is a cock.
We would normally say, if I remembered, to say, you know, they turn this on when the eye did, but this just batters straight in.
It does, yeah.
To what is effectively a cartoon in a cartoon. Now, I love a cartoon in a film.
Yeah, but you're pushing
but
it
this
out.
Is a cartoon in a cartoon.
It's and like if it's Who not Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, if it's not fucking freaky enough.
In fact, is this Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
But I think this bangs straight into it in order that you don't take a moment of trepidation to realise that you don't really want to watch Watership Down again because it's one of the most emotionally pulverising films ever made.
I,
is this a creation myth at the beginning?
Yes, it yeah. is. This is the big creation myth. Look at it, because it's vaguely ethnic, thus.
Certainly is. It's sort of, oh, look there, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Everybody's getting...
Bobby in the face.
Look. Oh. When the fox came.
See, that's just that Bobby with one ball.
It's basically a Garden of Eden myth of like everything was nice, then came the Bobby, and everything went completely fucking wrong.
It's sort of like the sun. Here comes.
Thanks
the,
for joining us. That was all good.
Here comes the sun.
A feminist
He's
angle
turned
covered.
Everybody into a cunt. And look, dead, die, die, die. Fucking brilliant. Anyway. This bit of us, I've described as probably. Just to get you, just to keep
is.
You going. A bit of a sucker punch, which is you think that this is going to be a nice, comfy, cheery film, and it's not. It's a a story about death.
And genuinely, when
Happy
you...
Easter!
Yeah, happy Easter, everyone.
Genuinely, I don't think my parents had a clue what they were showing me when they first let me see Watership Down. I'm sure it was Easter. It was a nice cartoon about bunnies.
So they hadn't seen it.
No, they hadn't seen it, I think. They just knew it was a cartoon what? About rabbits, and little did they know that that would mean that I was sleeping in their bed for the next month.
And so...
Is that right? Is that bad for you?
I genuinely feel a bit panicky about watching this again. The last time I watched it was maybe about 7 years ago. Again, at Easter, I think it was on Film 4, and I was flicking past the channels, and I was like, I'm an adult now. I'm hard as nails. I could watch this, and I was a trembling, quaking, panicking,
all the world.
Traumatized
sorry,
mess.
Sorry, can I just cut it with an actual line there?
She was just telling you about how
which
she was.
Was all the world is your enemy, prince of all the enemies. Da-da-da-da-da. Fucking brilliant.
Your thing keeps lining up. Your
It's probably because it's peaking.
Anyway. Okay. So anyway, here we go. Now, can I draw therefore an analogy or a comparison, I should say, rather?
Do it,
with another animated film that sounds like it should be great and isn't, and bit of a controversial one, this one, which is Yellow Submarine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are bits of Yellow Submarine that I like, but most of it's boring. But it does have something common with us, which is it has long periods that are very, very quiet.
Elpus. Sorry, that's the Ruffles special.
But it is beautiful. It's an incredibly beautiful film.
Yeah, it's nice.
So you remember the circumstances of the first time you watched this, is what you're saying?
Yes, and I remember the circumstances of the second time I watched it as an adult and felt like it would pose no issue other than that little nostalgic frisson that you get from anything that you have like intense memories of that you haven't seen for years, and I found it just as upsetting.
Sorry, music composed and arranged by Angela Morley, who used to be, excuse me, garlic bread.
Garlic what?
Oh, shut the fuck up.
She used to be garlic bread.
Angela Morley used to be Wally Stott, who did the music for the Goon Shows and a lot of sitcoms. Okay.
There was a fantastic...
And her gender reassignment became Angela Morley.
Yeah. Oh. There was a really fantastic Radio 4 play a few weeks ago about Angela Morley making the music for this and the way that it made her kind of amass confidence in her new identity because she got such recognition. And the score is beautiful.
Did she not... Did they... Now, what was the premise? Was it that she had to come in at the last minute for someone or did someone come in for the last minute for her?
Yes, because it was... is it Malcolm... I can't remember.
Sergeant?
No, the master of the Queen's music at the time.
Malcolm X. Great motherfucking axe.
Well, none like motherfucking fire. Watership down. We didn't drop on Watership Down. Watership Down dropped on us.
Black Rabbit of Death. Always has to be black.
Always has to be black.
So, Craig.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you first saw this?
About 2 or 3 years ago. Oh, right. I've never seen it. I remember.
You must have heard of the legend of how scary it is.
Well, yeah, and being older than you all, I remember Bright Eyes being number one forever.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. But I never saw the film. I think it was about 79 it came out.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was post-Star Wars.
Was it that far back?
The world had changed.
There was something like that.
There was something different.
Well, think of Tiswas, Chris.
Yeah, I suppose so.
So it was my reminiscing.
Yeah, it was good to know.
So I didn't really ever watch. I'm not really, and this is going to be controversial, I'm not really that big an animated film fan.
Well, I like an animated film.
I like a nice animated film.
I don't like Disney.
This animated film. Yeah.
Do you know what? It's a great film, though, no?
So what's happening then?
Oh, Christ knows.
Rose, come on. What's happening?
I'm just putting popcorn in my mouth.
Yeah. So what's happening? You just put popcorn in. Richard Briers is there and he's cutting about and he's a bit weedy. Uh-huh. It has a great cast.
Who's in it?
Richard Briers and...
Say no more.
Principally. And...
John Hurt.
Yeah, and when they go to the... Yeah, he's the sort of...
Is he the general?
Older.
General
is Sir Richard Alfredson.
Oh, right,
okay. Simon Cadell. Is he Blackberry?
What film is it that Simon Cadell turns up in as a newsreader? It's a big American film. Yeah, no, absolutely. It's like Only the Three or something.
Really?
Yeah, I must look that up. There goes the fucking reverse FA.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bang, we're on.
Matt Miller would know.
Yeah, so do you remember when you first watched
Rose?
Mark Miller's not here now. We're just all going to enjoy my feminist critique of this children's film that is not for fucking children, that no one should ever show to their children, despite the fact that it's a you. Yeah. And I was saying this morning to someone that you look at this and you think about the way that the BBFC now annotate their ratings for films, and you're like, this is full of strong, bloody violence.
Well, it's the bit where it goes to see the general and they fucking rip the... It's years off and all that.
And when Bigwig gets caught in the snare, and let's not even deal with the bit where look rivers of fucking rivers of blood advancing across the bit where they're all suffocated in the barrows. So
that's Enoch the Rabbit seeing rivers of blood coming.
So Richard Adams, then I know nothing about Richard Adams except for one funny anecdote that Alan Bennett tells about him in his diaries,
which is fun.
He was on Start of the Week. And he comes across as perhaps quite a canaptious man, and he's on with Gore Vidal, and Alan Bennett says, they turned to Richard Adams and said, what do you think of Gore's new novel? And he said, I thought it was meretricious, to which Gore Vidal replies, oh really? Well, meretricious and a happy new year. Which is quite a good joke.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That went down well, Craig.
I thought that's a great show.
I hate to gender things again, but on behalf of the women, it's a pun. Who gives a fuck?
So, Jack is the king of puns. He's the pun meister.
He's the pun dog.
Yeah, you know.
Big punny D.
So what do we know of Richard Adams? Richard
Adams?
I don't know anything about Richard Adams.
Well, he also wrote The Plague Dogs.
He hates fucking rabbits,
and
obviously.
And Shardick about a big Raj Bear rampaging about the English countryside.
So did he write about that?
That's horribly. Yeah. He wrote Girl in a Swing. It's a really haunting book about bereaved parents.
He sounds like a
fucking laugh riot.
All his books are laugh riot set.
It sounds very meretricious to me.
Meretricious and a happy Easter.
Yeah.
Hey!
Chris, do you remember when you first saw this film?
Well, I went to see the Chief Rabbi. Oh, sorry. I remember as well the song being everywhere. And it was one of those really awkward things where it didn't matter whether you turned to Swap Shop or Tiswas, it was always on all the time. They were playing it all the time at the time, and that undoubtedly drove us to seeing it. I want to say I saw it at the pictures, but I don't remember that. And I would have seen it on video when during the video boom in the early 80s. I remember we got it out to see that day. We got it and Plague Dogs.
Did you? That was a fun evening.
Because they were cartoons.
Yeah.
And my dad, having the week before, I think, got us the Smurfs and the Magic Float.
Okay.
Which is less Masonic than you would imagine. Then the next week that went down well. There's a couple of...
Oh, Christ.
Yeah,
fucking scary. Oh.
There's the Chief Rabbi in all his terrifying glory.
Now, I have to
he's
say...
He's like an elder thing from Lovecraft, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
Sticking about undergrounds.
There'll be fucking blind albino penguins over the hill.
Yeah.
I think that segues into what we should talk about a little bit to get us away from the blind horror that's beginning to creep up on me in watching this, which is about our experience of hiring films from the video shops in the early 80s.
Uh-huh.
Now,
Craig's position the very early 80s.
Well, as
we've already established.
Well, was he old enough to go and hire them himself?
No, his family had a video recording.
Tell us
1981.
The date.
Wednesday the 23rd of December 1981.
Holy
a date
God.
That will live in infamy.
When did your family get a video recorder,
Oh, my parents are the kind of middle-class people that wait and see and have slightly snobby feelings towards all the early uptakers, so we probably got one in, about 1987.
1981,
there you go, son. Christmas night, there's I spit in your grave.
We got...
Sit and watch it! Stop crying!
We got... I think it must have been about 84. We got a higher... video, and we in Glasgow there was Video One, which had a couple of outlets, but the other chain was Carvel and Arcari,
and there was Azad.
Oh, Azad was later on. The mighty Azad video was later on, but we lived not far from here. I'm sure I've mentioned at some point in the past back then, but round the corner lived the splendid Cammy Houthall. A chap called Sammy Southall, back home, like, hi, I'm Sammy Southall. And he was a great guy, ventilation engineer, but his sister-in-law, had a video shop. So he used to bring round a box of videos around all the houses, if you knew him. And you could, they would pick them up and then the next week he'd take them away again. And that's how we saw all the classics. That's how we saw Hulk the Slayer and all that sort of stuff, War Games and everything.
I lived opposite a video shop.
Did you?
Which
I later worked in.
At the time, in later years there was one round the corner, but it was like a grocer's that had a few videos in it. Anyway, Amy Hancock used to bring it, and I'm sure this was one of the ones they brought in. This and a Charlie Brown Christmas.
I lived opposite the Video Star at Drywall Shopping Centre in Edinburgh, Ferry Road, Edinburgh. And it was enormous, and he opened up in 1980, 81. Vince, good guy. Until recently, he owned a sex shop in Edinburgh. He did?
Sorry.
Are you just crying?
Rose is actually just going through a series of traumas.
You're right.
Has somebody died already?
No. There you go.
What the fuck?
Yes, you know me. I'm the cunt that just bit you.
Why has he done that?
Because they're trying to escape, and you've just seen the big reveal, which is the sign that says that the land in which their borough sits is being sold to developers, and so you realise that these visions that Fiverr's having are not just a fantasy. They're a premonition of horrible things to come, and now they're doing a bull.
Right, can we just be
which will be which the horrible things which are going to be demonstrated in detail throughout the rest of
this. Can I just ask you, because I've only seen, I don't think I've even seen it all of you, does it have a happy ending?
It's a very subjective
it's
does it have a happy ending if you're a rabbit?
No.
Does it have a happy ending if you're a developer or a building contractor?
Yeah,
so good news.
Oh, that's fine.
Charlotte Claude thought this was a fucking riot.
Oh, good news.
I think there is that whole thing about the fact that it's developers, it still plays to that project of modernism and the idea of new towns suddenly appearing in the Greenbelt and being torn up. I think as an adult you start to appreciate that there is something sort of quietly political about it, or that is talking about.
But isn't there also
is that progressive politically, or is it conservative politically? Because people got to live somewhere.
But I think,
and frankly,
is that or a bunch of fucking
I was going to say, and frankly, fuck rabbits. Because there's fucking millions of them.
Oh, they will. They'll all get fucked. They'll all get horribly fucked and destroyed and ripped apart in detail over the next
Yeah, absolutely. Beautifully drawn.
But is it sort of failed utopian then subtext in this?
Well, I think it's about the idea that the rabbits are resistant to progress.
Okay. Yeah, they're absolutely so fucked from...
Are the rabbits UKIP?
So what about...
You're making it so much easier for me. I feel like if I could watch this under the auspices of thinking of them as a load of horrible, mad racist, then I don't really mind all the ways in which they'll be killed.
Well, an animal with a black face just popped in and ran away.
And they ran away.
That one with the black hair looks a bit like Pierre Linnean.
It does a bit, actually.
It's pretty fucking shitty Twitter's, on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter's great.
Is it not just a rabbit with a really unconvincing toupee?
It's like Frankie Abbott.
It's like Frankie Abbott.
What do you mean I don't have any hair?
Oh.
I'm not here, so toupee. Bam, bam, bada, bam.
That's a kingfisher.
Jack, say something that we understand.
Well, we were talking about video shops, weren't we?
Yeah.
And I remember when we first...
Did you have one out on the old farm?
Yeah.
Big boy DVDs.
they fly them in on a goose.
Top shelf films, not a problem in your house.
Would you like to see Beastmaster?
We saw Wild Geese.
Hey!
You like to have that one, Craig?
I love it.
Sounds good. No, I seem to remember that...
crawl out for Roger.
When we got our first...
throw a telly up a tree. Enjoy that, Roger.
Thank you very much.
Shite
films.
The first films we rented were pretty much the oeuvre of Arnold Schwarzenegger. So Terminator, Commando, Predator...
Yep.
Running Man, Conan, the Barbarian, Conan the Destroyer. What was the...
Conan the Ballerina.
Red Heat. What was it?
Conan the Rabbit.
Yeah. What was the gangster one he did really early on? Raw something? Raw?
Oh, Russian Raw Deal.
No, that's
Jingle All the Way.
Red Heat is the Russian one.
And,
written by Troy Kennedy Martin.
Yeah.
Oh, really? We hired out Predator quite a lot. And to the point where I could do an impression of Predator.
Go on. Well, is this the same as your impression of Big Boy?
No. Just for the record, Big Boy is this. The Predator. Hold on.
Whoa, I've got chills.
It's all right, isn't it? That's not quite bad. It's not bad, is it? Genuinely, I had a genuine talent for something there, right?
Really, my son told me that.
That's really surprised you, isn't it?
Could you not have done that to Big Boy and gone to fuck?
But also because we're not primary school age boys, that doesn't really give you high status.
But also, can I just say, Jack? Yep.
You're quite an ugly motherfucker.
Hang on,
yeah, you got your bullshit too many pencils.
That's
easy on yourself,
Dutch. At school, we used to terror.
It doesn't extend to human voices.
No. I don't remember how Jolson.
But at school, we used to terrorise a girl by doing impressions of Chucky.
Oh. What? Jim Davidson?
That's Chucky!
Don't do that for the tea.
There you go. That's it. It's good.
That's just fucking Big Boy talking.
It's a bit, isn't it?
But when you imagine the Big Boy was your friend, or maybe a lady.
this is an extended callback to Big Boy the Goose.
Callback.
Yeah, from our Christmas.
Who we talked about in the
Christmas,
Doctor
our
Delight.
Last season.
Yeah.
So anyway, so
we're in a different season now.
Yeah, it's Easter.
We're in the season of death.
Yeah. So
and resurrection, Craig.
And resurrection.
Is that going to happen? So it is an Easter thing, then.
Is it?
Is this? What
it is an Easter. It's an Easter story,
no.
Isn't it?
No, I think.
No, I think
it's
just because it's rabbits.
Truly easy programming rabbits. Because it's got rabbits in it. It's usually on
Easter. Yeah, but there is death and resurrection, isn't there? That's what Bright Eyes the Song's about.
I suppose so.
So I don't know if any of you.
There's
fucking,
no resurrection.
He's the Catholic. He should know this stuff. This is all what happens at Easter, isn't
Come
it?
Come on.
What? I thought that was just chocolate.
Jesus
died.
Eat
some chocolate and then he comes back to life.
He nailed, hammered.
Yep.
In a cave. Gets out.
Gets these Easter eggs.
Kitsu.
Drives off in a Triumph Sunbeam. I don't understand.
Happy days.
Jesus wants me for a Triumph Sunbeam. I don't understand.
Fortnite off school. Yay!
So thanks, Jesus, for your chocolatey holiday.
Yeah. Can you have mince on Friday?
Although this year, the school holidays are not at Easter time.
No. Mm.
They're a week later.
Controversial.
Yeah, yeah, they've done that for a few years now, though.
No, they haven't.
Yeah, they have.
So bring you back to this film.
I must have missed that then all these years.
No, they have. Spring holiday, they've come up now with a spring holiday, and Easter sometimes coincides with it, sometimes doesn't.
But what you said a minute ago,
the church.
I don't want to be, you know.
It is what I said, but it's recorded, so you'd be wrong, and you know, on tape.
Okay, so you just have to once again admit it afterwards.
But the church apparently now is going to fix
church
Easter.
Is the church?
The proper church.
All right, okay.
Is going to fix Easter.
Yes. I'll fucking fix Easter.
I don't know how that's supposed to work.
Could they fix the child abuse first and get that sorted?
It's much easier
before they worry about.
Much easier just to fix the child.
Fair enough. He's awfully glaky looking. I don't like him. Go
he's having
him.
A vision, you prick.
So does any... she dealt with Craig. So does anybody...
Shocker.
Does anybody know what the thinking was behind the production of this film?
No.
Because it does seem to have been set up intentionally to scare the audience. Is that fair or not?
I think it's just quite a faithful adaptation of the book.
Have you read the book, haven't you?
Yeah, and it's incredibly bleak in tone. It's like a, you know, Ted Hughes-esque, nature-ridden, tooth and claw, brutal pastoral.
I think it's supposed to
dead
make...
Dead wife.
I think it's supposed to make you think.
Several dead wives.
Except the Iron Giant's fucking dead.
Trailer dead wives. Dead wives everywhere.
And what do we think of Bright Eyes, the song?
Great. People are really sneery about it.
They are.
And people were really sneery about it in the 80s, during the whole period in which they were sneery about ABBA, but everyone's forgotten about this.
That's true.
But actually, it's a great song. Mike Batt's a terrific songwriter. Art Garfunkel, great singer.
Remember and he's not as much a rabbit.
Prick as Paul
Remember
Simon.
You're a rabbit.
So, you know, what's not to like? Funny here.
Rose, do you like Bright Eyes?
Mike Batt does have funny here.
I can't really develop an opinion of Bright Eyes because it's so inextricably bound up in my heart. You know, it's a Pavlovian conditioning that if I hear Bright Eyes in the supermarket, I do a little bit of shit.
What supermarket do you go to?
You actually shit in your pants. Nice.
Waitress.
Which is, of course.
I'm going to shit my pants. I'm going to shit my pants.
I know, but Waitrose, I mean, you're so washed, they don't mind. There's the smell of the country.
And can anybody remember the name?
Dirty carrots.
Dirty carrots. Organic carrots.
It's heritage shit. It's fine.
Can anybody remember the name of the wee boy in Tiswas?
Matthew Butler.
Matthew Butler.
Who what?
Who wore the rabbit costume and sang Bright Eyes. Oh, what's the story behind that?
No, he's a TV cream chum, so he may well correct us, but... he wrote in to say that he'd like his party priest was to sing Bright Eyes. So they said, yes, you can come in and sing Bright Eyes, but they put him in a giant rabbit costume and gave him a huge carrot.
Brilliant.
And he stood and sang it.
My recollection is he was on those Seminole times.
Yeah, he may well have been.
No, I was a two. I didn't talk about this before. You were a swap shop man, weren't you?
I kind of skipped between.
That's like someone from Glasgow saying, I suppose, Partick.
It is
rather. That's not an answer. Were you a swap shop or a Tiswas person?
I was from an exceedingly aggressively wholesomely middle class family where we didn't put the telly on Saturday mornings. We went and did hobbies.
Really? Was it craft?
Horrendous.
Oh, no, it was usually things like, look, it's pissing down with rain, let's go and look at a broch.
Fucking brilliant.
So you were swap shop?
No, I was Tiswas.
You were Tiswas.
Yeah.
So you must remember.
I'm from
then.
The streets, remember.
You must remember.
Yeah.
The streets of Edinburgh.
Yeah.
The avenues. I kind of just flip flop between the two of them, wherever the cartoons were.
Exactly.
I like the film bits that they used to show in Tiswas. What was that called? What were the names of the film bits? They had the name for it. No, they had like telly Saturday time and all that. But I used to like that because they used to show clips of like Ray Harryhausen and stuff like that.
Was it not always just clips of the fucking Beatrix Potter ballet?
Oh no, not in Tiswas.
The better thing was getting up at about 8:30 because you could then watch the Banana Splits.
Yeah.
Because they had like the Three Musketeers or the Arabian Nights and things like that on them.
The one I particularly liked was the Fantastic Voyage one where they used to miniaturise and it had that character called the Guru. Who for some reason was like a comedy Indian with a big cape and a turban who would set like they set the time for the adventure time remaining 12 minutes or something.
Oh, that rings a bell.
Remember the Guru?
Yeah,
totally fucking bizarre. Yeah. I liked all that.
Was that to get enough? That's like Jack with his Jeopardy.
I like a bit. There's plenty of Jeopardy in this film. That's a damn sure. Plenty of Jeopardy. And
Rose's face is a picture. It's just like
oh my god. The
you know when you watch this with your parents?
You're just looking at it like you look.
Looks like that Simon Cadell, that really buckled looking fee rabbit. I'm pretty sure that's Simon
Coughing
Cadell.
So when you watch this with your parents, were they aware of the kind
meteor.
Of horror that was growing?
He's a meteor, that's
Sorry,
right.
Meteor, he's a TV reporter on Meteor.
Oh, right, okay.
I thought you meant behind me.
I remember.
Right. So sorry, I was
Fuck
asked,
your reverse ethic.
So my question was, when you were watching this with your... Did your parents sit and watch this with you?
I don't think they sat and
so
watched
it. So they just turned on and walked away?
With me, I think they went, this looks horrifying. Let's go out and look at a Brock in the pissing rain and leave her watching Motor.
Was your dad whittling things? Would he be whittling a small canoe or something?
He wasn't a big whittler. Whittling mats
of
purpose. That might... I mean, he was probably building shelves or...
My mum and dad.
They weren't a couple from the Joy of Sex, were they? Let's just be careful, because I'm getting a sort of liberal, hairy image coming up here.
No.
Oh, that's okay then. No.
My mum and dad were more like the couple at Time Bandits. Yeah, just watch what you like. But, there's a video, just watch that. Stop bothering us.
In my house, it was trying to see the screen through the cigarette smoke, that was difficult.
Do we even know? Was it this was quite a big hit, this one, wasn't it? I remember it had a lot of coverage.
Oh, it got a huge amount of coverage.
Which makes me think it probably was a big
hit. This is actually, I'm not very comfortable with this. It's like.
No lock.
It's like we've trapped Rose in a room and we're making a.
Don't worry, Hen, we're all here.
Yeah.
I seriously feel like you might need to have some kind of sage burning and shamanic drumming to rebirth me.
Are you joy of sex again?
Are you suggesting it's not a good idea for the big surprise at the end where I bring out a fusty rabbit? Richard Bryars is here.
Yeah, there's Richard.
Well, just with your hand up his arsehole, like a sports sock.
Just like Hartley.
Hello, Rose.
Which one does Cliff Richard do the voice for?
Yeah. Hi fans. It's not one of my impressions I can do. I'm good at that one. Hi fans.
That's a prawn cocktail impersonation.
It is a prawn. Yeah, it's a prawn cocktail impersonation.
Prawn cocktail impersonation.
We should really see what that means.
Prawn cocktail impersonation gets its name because prawn cocktail crisps don't taste like prawn cocktail, yet you somehow know what it's meant to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a prawn cocktail impersonation.
It just doesn't sound anything
like
them.
The impersonation, not like the person.
Well, it doesn't sound anything like them, but somehow.
But as for example,
Guapoli White Nuts.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or ooh.
Except I believe he regularly sounded like that.
Wow.
So what's that name?
Elara.
That sounds dangerously foreign for a UK.
Yeah, the names are
a UK group of rabbits.
Yeah. Just the actual sound of the name.
Frankie Howard Rabbits Rage.
Well.
It's Graham Lennon.
He's got
a BlackBerry. He's just typing away. No, you're wrong.
The other thing I think about this film is
that's
that
a terrible thing to see.
I think this film is further evidence that the 1970s is the most terrifying decade.
Yeah,
of all time.
The 40s were quite terrifying, has to be said.
Well,
yeah.
But, unintentionally.
The 30s in Spain were bad.
Unintentionally.
Or Manchuria. Or Abyssinia.
The 30s in Russia were a cunt. Yeah.
Unintentionally, culturally
terrifying. Unintentionally terrifying. Yes.
Christopher.
Because if we were sitting here in 1979,
I mean. Uh-huh.
Apart from the cigarette smoke,
uh-huh.
The cheap wine,
yeah.
The joy of sex.
Yeah.
We'd say this is
Sorry,
too much.
Sorry, that was me last night.
We'll just say, this is too much, switch it off. Let's just watch something on the telly, blip, quite a mess.
Yeah, exactly.
And you'll just fucking shit yourself.
That's right. Or turn it over to Picturebox.
Arthur C. Clarke's Mysterious World, which traumatised me to fuck.
Yeah. Or a public information film.
Yeah.
See, it's a terrifying period.
Coming up, Threads in a few years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got that to look forward to.
But it's just like it's sort of doom laden appetite. This is such a doom laden.
We're
film.
even
you
putting down a rug on a freshly washed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't be doing
with
that.
The potential for
people. Yeah.
Death,
not in the 70s.
It's like, I think you'll find it's not like setting a man trap.
Not in the
70s. Like one of them.
No. Talking of which,
right.
Fuck, it's all going to be Stephen Milligan.
Oh. Fuck.
What's going on here?
But Graham Linehan's got himself caught in
a snare. And
there's
having
for that.
Having an
Which, in a sense, fuck. Is what he does on Twitter quite a lot.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Blackberry, see? That's
Blackberry. Dandelion.
Oh, does he die here?
spoilers, he's alright so that he can get horribly destroyed in a different way at a later date.
This is fucking nuts. Why are we watching this?
Would you show this to your son?
No. I wouldn't. Actually, I think he's seen a bit of this. I don't think he enjoyed it. I think it made him upset. And we were saying actually earlier on, the Plague Dogs. I've never seen it, but I've seen the end. I've now seen two scenes. Mm. I've seen the scene with the shotgun, which is frankly fucking horrible. And I've seen the ending, which is really upsetting.
Yeah, the ending is upsetting, where they all run into the sea.
Seriously?
Since she denies.
No, I'd sooner, honestly, he will watch Starship Troopers before he sees this.
It's weird, because you sort of think that if they did this as a live action thing somehow now.
What?
It's just, but like, it's
can you do that to a rabbit, Jack?
It's horrific. But all the blood, the amount of blood in this.
Yeah.
This is a U. This film has a U.
I don't get that.
Strong bloody violence.
You
bought certificate, yeah, perhaps.
Because I could see this getting like a 12, I would have thought. No,
okay. So has he died?
Well, he's not looking well.
He's not looking good, is he?
Eat him!
And then
eat him, everybody!
Look at the
shag his corpse, that's what real animals do.
Fuck it and eat it!
Yeah. And then look at the sort of
pump him, do a load of shiz all over him, and then fuck off.
The dank
he'll be safer if we leave him here with Savile. Let's all just go down the hill.
Savile the rabbit. Oh.
Here's something for the reverse FAQ. Wasn't there a TV series as well?
No! He's still alive!
I think there might have been, yeah.
He's still alive?
Yeah.
He's got a massive stalk on though, because he's a chocolate. He's fucking loving it. That's
Hutchins.
Spits the orange out. Come on!
That's Hutchins the rabbit.
So for the new sensation.
Lovely parallax scrolling there.
See, look at that. Beautiful.
So that was lovely parallax scrolling.
Sorry, did you put on the parallax for your origin?
Yeah, beautiful. Sorry.
No, no,
spill your trauma.
No, no, carry on laughing about how that rabbit nearly died having an asphyxie wank.
Yeah. Carry on. Surely a fucking rabbit.
They do like shagging little Rosa, it has to be said.
Can I never stop? They once turned up with myxomatosis.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
That's about the only horrible rabbit thing that doesn't happen, and Philip Larkin doesn't come along and put out a movie with a walking stick.
And what was that?
Batter! Splatter! What rhymes with splatter?
It's probably what Philip Larkin would have said. Yeah.
What was that shit illness?
Dutch Elm disease. He loved these animals.
Is there any Dutch Elm disease in this? Just a little bit
of
that.
It's not a brutal animation about trees.
It feels like it is to me, though. But isn't it?
It's the creation myth of the shrubs.
But isn't it?
What I find very comforting about this is
nothing.
No, see all the houses and all that. See all the houses and everything. Yeah. See all the people in this. Yeah. I'm fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Totally unaffected.
Totally fine. Look like they're nice wee houses and barns and things.
Yeah.
Where are the rabbits and mice priorities? Not very fucking high.
Makes you wonder what goes on in your back garden, though, doesn't it?
It does.
It's a fucking war zone out there.
Apparently.
There we go.
What was that? What was that cartoon that used to go on every week in the sort of late 80s that just went on forever? The Animals of Farthing Wood.
Oh, right. Oh yeah.
You know, with the all different animals that would normally either fuck or eat each other.
Mm.
Travelled across the country to get away from developers and never seemed to stop.
Mm.
Fox and a badger and.
Surprisingly, I wasn't super interested in watching that based on my experience of Watership Down.
Oh no, it was much comfier.
Please, Mum, let me watch Hellraiser.
When is this set, by the way? Because I just had a reference to the BBC.
Oh, rip your rabbit up!
Do we know when this is set? Because there was a reference to the BBC Home Service.
It's a novel from the '60s. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's so very homestead. It looks very sort of.
The Home Service switched over about 1967. Didn't it?
Well, it became yeah. When it was so really
pre-1967.
Yeah. When they're clearly building
something. Why would they not have done that? you kind of get a feeling there's something a bit inherently ultra conservative about all of this.
Yeah.
Like, can you see a cat? A Jew? No, a cat. Same thing.
Oh, just wait until the Eastern European seagull turns.
Yeah. piss in good politics. Now.
What's that I can hear? Have a naggy laugh. It's a seagull!
See, my friends and I live free.
Oh, there's the cat.
Join our movement. We'll march on London and kick all the foreigners out.
I mean, these rabbits are basically our mum and our pals, all kind of like, don't mind fox hunting.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So, why are the... That's not a very convincing cat.
No, the cat isn't very well realised at all, actually, is it?
No, the cat's quite wonky, whereas I think the backgrounds are drawn more beautifully than the actual animated characters in this, which I hadn't realised until we started watching it, because that cat's fucking gone.
Yeah. You do get to... I suppose when you're... Not that I know anything about animation particularly, but you've got to figure you get more time to spend on the backgrounds and things because you can just pan across them.
But the rabbits are very nice, though, aren't they? The rabbits are very well realised. The cat's just...
Well, maybe the rabbits are...
I mean, maybe the person drawing it just really, really enjoys drawing rabbits and they didn't bother to get very good at other animals. So it's a bit like, what's that? And it's new.
two days before it goes out, where's the cat? Oh, fuck it, there. There's a fucking cat.
Because it's basically one of the rabbits with short ears, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's a bit pissing. You're a shit cat.
Shit cat, fuck off.
Yeah, and it can't talk.
And there's a sort of Tom and Jerry attitude.
The rabbits are all talking, the cats.
Yeah, they are. That's true.
The cats just give me a meow.
Oh, so it's racist as well.
Yeah. I tell you, it's a fucking racist track, isn't it?
Does it adhere to the rules of Tom and Jerry cartoons, though, in terms of representation of humans, in that you predominantly just see feet?
Right? But I don't think, like, any of them destroy...
Ah, me, I'm sorry, what was it? What's
I wish he'd looked after me mice.
I'm saying that this conforms to the conventions of how you represent humans as defined by Tom and Jerry.
They're all wearing stripy tights. No, and then
you predominantly
just
see their legs. Feet, yeah.
You probably just see their legs. And they go,
not like the plague dogs when the one nice man has his face blown
off. His face blown off by the dog. A dog with a shotgun.
Mind you, it does make the ending look less tragic to me now, since it was a fucking psycho dog with the plague.
Yeah, it was fucking
quick.
With the plague.
Fucking drown him.
Yeah. But also, at no point did these rabbits build like a complicated caterpillar out of spatula. Or anything like that. None of them dresses up as a sexy lady rabbit to try and pump one of the other ones.
They are quite shy.
I'm just here for the concerto. Whoa. That's all I'm here for.
The sound of them laughing is not the sound of a violin being played really quickly.
It's Captain Holly after he's been battered to fuck by Richard Alfredson.
So is the General Abadi then?
He just wants things to stay the same.
So
nice
no in the
calm.
World of this thing.
They are fucking horrible, these rabbits.
Yeah.
They're not funny at all.
Well, what's going on now?
No. Oh, God. Seriously, this is the bit that I had. I honestly am freaking out.
Why?
This is the bit
What's
just
the
shut your mouth and fucking watch this.
Okay. Actually, that's pretty horrible, isn't it?
Look at that. They're all suffocating. And they're so... This is how you make a baby rabbit.
Look at that red eyes.
This is a you.
That is really horrible, isn't it?
Wrench.
Do you think nobody... A viewing of it said,
"Yeah,
we might like tone this down a little bit."
But no, but do you think James Trevelyan and them just thought it's a cartoon for you? It's fine.
Did they watch it? Are you okay? That is genuinely
holy fuck. That is every bit as horrible as I remember.
But you do have to question the intention of the filmmakers, this though, because I mean that really is pretty hardcore for a you film.
So, what kind of Easter egg are you getting?
One of suffocating rabbit with big bulbous chocolatey eyes.
You might get one of those Lindt chocolate rabbits. You could just eat its fucking head off.
Yeah. In fairness, that is what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Eat its arse first. Arse or head first. Happy Easter, everybody. Cheers.
I want you to watch me while I eat your fucking arse off. Listen to me.
And the ironic thing
I've
is,
I've actually said that to someone.
The ironic thing is, that's a line out of the script.
Yes, exactly.
That's part of the creation.
Yeah, she was just reading the subtitle.
When the sun reached down, spread across the glade, and said, "Watch as I eat your arse." You rabbit fuck.
Perk up your ears while I crunch your fun.
Fister, go get him. Thumper and Fister.
Felcher the rabbit ran across the field while Tank Tata the badger fucked its mother in the eye.
Jack's not interested in this. He just likes geese.
Here comes General Bobby's hand.
He just likes geese spreading their big cloacas.
He's putting himself back in the goose house. Yeah, come on, big boy. You're our friend.
He's a look at your friend.
So,
is there a rabbit called Campion in this?
I like Campion.
Charles Campion, the food critic from MasterChef, that looks like Peter Griffin from Family Guy.
He does, yeah.
I'm surprised no one's ever done a YouTube video or something like that. That just seems like such a
that's your task, fruit, YouTubers.
Yeah, that's what we want to say.
So that's it, Hazel. Your series has been cancelled.
Terry Venables, get fucked.
Off to Barcelona with you.
That's a steep hill, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's a big old hill.
That looks like that big hill in Shropshire.
It does look like a big hill.
It's actually set in the South Downs, Craig.
Is that what I'm saying? That's what it looks like.
Embarrassing.
Listen, I've been to the South Downs.
It's set in the South Downs. That's why.
How embarrassing.
That's why Enoch the rabbits do.
So, is there such thing
I
as.
Know the South Downs is a very nice area. Yep. It's where I'm
not if you're a fucking rabbit.
Ashton Forest and
lots of lovely new houses. Yeah. on Greenland there.
They're about 50 years old. Yeah.
Yeah. The last amounts of commuters who can't afford to live anymore than 2.5 hours away from their work.
Absolutely.
I think the Winnie the Pooh thing is interesting though, because that's another very adult thing meant for children, like the pathos and the sadness of Winnie the Pooh. You know, if you go back and look at it, it's about adult feelings of like sadness and growing up and leaving childhood behind, and this is something that's like, I guess it's a young adult. It's been made into a children's cartoon that's really problematic when you think about setting children down in front of it and letting them watch it.
Do you like A.A. Milne?
I do like A.A. Milne.
What's the saddest bit in Winnie the Pooh?
It's
a bit where Winnie the Pooh has to watch while its arse gets eaten off.
Come on.
Is it I can't Pooh says to Piglet or Piglet says to Pooh I want to live exactly the same length of time as you but one day less?
Come on, that's heartbreaking.
That's a problem if you can't remember which one it is. I like parodies of A.A. Milne. I particularly like the Beachcomber J.B. Morton parodies.
Oh, yeah.
Of A.A. Milne. Hush, hush, nobody cares. Christopher Robin has fallen downstairs.
Oh, the Eastern European seagulls here in
hell. My phone just turned itself on, sorry, so I'm trying to turn it off before we
have
any...
Is it protesting against the...
He's checking on that South Downs fact, isn't he?
No, oh, I wasn't. Yeah. Here comes... I turned it off. He just said piss off.
Yeah, the seagull says piss off. He just said
here comes the...
In this U-rated film.
Here comes the Ashkenazi seagull.
Who plays that?
Oh, Christ knows. Martita Hunt or somebody. Fuck you all!
So, do you think you understood what the message of this was, though, when you were a kid or not?
That life is essentially brutal and meaningless.
That is the message of the film.
And you can be killed anyway.
Yeah. Did you understand that?
It's very unsentimental.
You still look like you understand it now.
But do you think, were you able to make sense of it?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think it is traumatic because I think when you're a child and you watch children film, you're very, very used to like a clear demarcation between the goodies and baddies in a way that assures you of a happy ending. Now, like, there are obvious goodies and baddies in this, but the idea is that they're all so completely subject to chaos and like the arbitrary doom inherent in it.
I don't think. I think what's quite interesting though is that if this were a Disney or something, all the rabbits would be on one side and there would have to be another species that was the baddie.
But hares or something.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or
which are but essentially evil rabbits.
Hares.
Yeah, but they're all at the
Hartley wasn't an evil rabbit. Hartley was the finest of
hares. By and large,
hares
are evil rabbits.
They're just fast rabbits.
That's my view.
distinct
rabbits with big legs.
Yeah, yeah. Even.
There's a distinct lack of shit about these rabbits, isn't there?
Yeah.
Rabbits shit all the time.
And it's surprising that they've admitted that, given how horrible this film is.
Absolutely. Even more than Chris does.
That's just the only thing that could make it more realistic.
And like me, they just do it in the street.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Or in Waitrose.
There's a shit coming up.
What's going on here? He's offering him his hole.
You're not getting out until you've eaten my
ass. It's big boy.
He's big boy. I found peanuts.
Egg robbers, come. We fight.
Wait up.
I found peanuts, as in the comic strip, similarly existentially troubling.
Nobody rips each other's ears off, though.
No, but it is about the essential kind of hopelessness and
like
impotence of life, isn't it?
You'll be a Midwest insurance salesman, Charlie Brown.
You know what's a bit of a sin in Peanuts, though? Pigpen.
Uh-huh.
That's a terrible thing, that poor wee guy just honks.
And yeah.
Clearly comes from some family that are mentally ill.
His parents are probably raging alcoholics.
Yeah, and poor wee Pigpen comes along, everybody goes, pew.
They should have got that.
My mum in those in the suit would have said, just get him in the house, I'll give him back.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Send him home again.
Have a shower, son. No, you're all right. No, have a shower, son.
They should have got that Kim and Aggie around his house, shouldn't they? They'd sort him out on any underlying mental issues.
Just so that Aggie can go into the toilet and go, ooh,
yeah, exactly.
Now, darling, look at that shit everywhere.
I really hated that programme because it basically did say, let's go around the house of someone who clearly has extreme mental issues and we'll address them by giving them tips about how you can use a lemon in a microwave.
But lemon in a microwave. That's like 90% of modern television.
And a year's supply of
it's not my
cousin's morning fresh.
If I got more commissions,
sort you out, darling.
If I got more commissions, it would be my fault.
We all work in a hospital. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Isn't this house a disgrace now? Now listen, darling. Get your tongue around that lever. That'll learn you.
You're not getting out of this house until you've eaten my ass.
And I get to watch.
It's
about the size of your brother as well.
Pretty much.
You enjoying that, Hen?
I mean, do you get as much stuff made for kids these days that's similarly filled with dread and pathos?
No.
Mr. Tambo, the main villain in Something Special is chaos in the same way as
entropy. Ever fighting against the forces of entropy.
Ever fighting against the fact that life is essentially a series of broken parts grinding against one another.
The inevitable weight towards inevitable weight towards a lonely death.
Dr. Range Hospice Edition.
although, in a lot of ways, kids' television now is a lot better than it was. You know, in terms of quality and certainly in terms of animation and production and things like that. It's just not as mental. Well, Dr. Snuggles is a funny program because, in a lot of ways, it was made in fucking Luxembourg or something. Narrated by Peter Ustinov.
Dr. Snuggles. It's a big tax call.
Yeah, no, and it was sort of like you used to get stuck out at like 6 o'clock in the morning 3 days before Christmas and things like that.
Yeah,
and it was shit, really, when you look back.
Oh god,
shit.
Yeah.
The production quality,
wobbly,
this is,
you know.
The production quality, this is very good though. I mean,
yeah,
it does
it's nice.
I'm actually looking away from it.
But I don't know who it was that directed it, but I noticed that it had a proper film editor, Terry Rollins, who did lots of Chariots of Fire stuff like that.
Tom and Jerry style adults. There we go.
You know, so it actually had
the shit cat.
But you see that in a lot of animated films these days. The sort of really good. When I say I don't really like them, what I mean is I would never actually sit down myself and watch when I've watched tons because I've got a young son. Mm-hmm. So and a lot of them I've really, really loved. And some of the best ones now, and I suspect you had something the same going on here, they'll have a very good cinematographer working with them in terms of how light works.
Yeah, how it should work.
Roger Deakins did that with, I think, Rango and something else.
Rango's a great film.
Yeah. And you've got him there just talking about how the light would look, you know, how he would light it. So it looks really good. And this looks great.
It does.
Now, in terms of... although, at the time... I think it's worth noting.
I think that is with the lighting up.
Oh, look.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Somebody shot
a
rabbit. I think it's worth noting that such was Disney's preeminence, certainly at that point.
The one that got shot was the lucky one.
Yeah.
He doesn't get
exactly.
Later on.
Well, he does
by a plague dog.
But at least he's dead.
You're talking about Disney.
Yes. So,
Disney was so preeminent and dominant at the time that they were already a wee bit concerned that it wasn't a Disney.
So your presumption was
that we were talking before about Disney being
it's much earlier than that. But bearing in mind that as well that you would have around that period some of the early Disneys had started to appear on television. Mm-hmm. So Cinderella and the Jungle Book and things had only just started to appear on television. And they used to do that thing where they would release them in the pictures every 7 years. So late 70s and early 80s you're far more likely to have been aware of earlier good Disney animations than you were of the more modern ones, because they weren't in the pictures for very long. Point is though, you would have
Bob Mills there.
What is that?
Yeah.
Oh, is this Bright Eyes now?
Yeah. But is this not Battle of the Planets?
This is just the bit of Bright Eyes.
Look at that. That's so upsetting. It's Chris.
Sorry, the point I was going to make was now, because of Pixar and different things, it doesn't necessarily have to be Disney. And people just take them as they find them. But then you would immediately think, if it wasn't Disney, it's going to be second rate.
Yes.
So that would have put people off a wee bit in any case.
I mean, this is so beautiful, and it reminds me, it looks like it really takes from, you know, Hedgehog in the Fog, the Russian animation that was off that brand. Like, there's a thing about animation, those mentally...
Czechoslovakian cartoons.
They were on at tea time.
Oh, yeah. This is too upset.
It's horrible, isn't it?
You mean like...
I'm staring right at you now, Rose.
Worker and Parasite. Induct hock hick.
There we go. Look, but is this meant to be teaching
Stop
children
pointing
about
out
death?
Horrible things to
is that teach. Is that what this is meant to be?
Well, it's expanding on the mythos of the world, which is that they've got the rabbit Grim Reaper, which is the black rabbit of death.
Yeah, but they're really making a meal of it, aren't they? It's a wee dead rabbit, and they're like, they're like pressing the point.
It's that sort of thing that well-meaning sort of middle-class parents will say, oh, you know, children need to learn about.
No, they don't.
Why did they have to die?
The Ladybird Book of Death.
Yeah, just get that to fuck. Let the kids just have a play. Yeah. Get a Lego out.
Have you seen the Pipkins episode which deals with death?
Why did Dickie have to die?
Would they get a fish and it dies?
Oh, yeah,
It's really.
I think I saw it on a TV program.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because Hartley's in it.
Yeah,
well, he deserved to die.
Where's
he deserve to die?
Never so more 1970 than electric pylons. Look, there we are.
Look. Have to die. How'd you just do it for the shoe?
Look, it's still kicking off.
It is so. I've forgotten how beautiful it was. Well, I just remembered how much it upset me. I'd forgotten how beautiful a piece of animation this is.
The Mist is lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, it is beautiful.
Mist's a great film.
It's got a happy ending.
Less fucking frightening than that.
Yeah, with the mixy red eyes. Look.
Oh, here he comes.
Yeah. So, what other faintly weird non-Disney animation?
When the Wind Blows?
Oh, fuck me. Man.
That's sad. Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Talking of early video,
we had, I think it was shown on Channel 4, and we had an off-air video of it, and we must have watched it at least once a week.
It was one of those great Thorn EMI tapes that used to have tons of writing on the back, like a big essay, you know?
No, I did that, we did that as well, and because it was before the internet, kids, you had no idea that they hadn't made the second one.
Oh, right,
so you were like, because it only gets as far as Helm's Deep. And we kept on going to the shop around the corner where they had video, constantly saying, when are you going to get the second part? And the person who had the shop kept saying, we keep asking.
You're phoning Ralph back.
Get your arse in gear.
Tell me about it.
Doesn't it end with just lots of like shouty still images going like, oh yeah, and then Sheila
Bob. Yeah, that's happening. That happened.
Fuck the ring into mountain.
Because they pulled the...
And there's a lot of rotoscope, isn't there? A live action rotoscope.
Yeah. Well, it's as Ralph Bakshi says, they'd still be animating it now if they hadn't used rotoscope. There's nothing wrong with rotoscope.
I quite like it, actually. It's quite cool.
No, it's great.
That's a good... Yeah. But
it kind of annoys me.
Many rabbits. Gary, how many rabbits?
Look at that mean.
Take your habits and go fuck yourselves.
Hang on, she's Russian, you're Spanish. Where's this fucking girl from?
No, I feel like the key hair talks like pop.
I tell you, it's just a general.
It's general wound wart. Jesus, suffering, fuck. Look at his horrible David Bowie
really,
eyes.
They really make the most of eyes in this, don't they? As a means to terrify.
Yeah, and they seem to be desperate to pluck them out as well.
Oh, they just spend the rest of this film giving each other a total shooting.
Yeah.
We're quite far there you go, look.
Thank Christ.
Bite all the ears, there you are. Bite its head, bite its ears off, bite its shoulder.
Look at this hideous institutional violence by the rabbit Nazis.
He was lucky not to have been killed. Not necessarily.
We've been watching for about 7 minutes.
No, I was going to say, because I'd quite like to make this point about the Bachelor of the
Let's do this. Yeah, Bachelor.
Sorry, Chris.
Yeah.
Have a
pot pie.
Thank you.
It's a rabbit pie.
I wanted to listen to
That's me. The arse one and to. That's the head one. That one has to watch while you eat that one.
Alright, no, this is a bit... Keep it in your pants.
Right, so there's so much in the Bachelor Lord of the Rings that clearly influences the Jackson Lord of the Rings. Mm-hmm. The Jackson's Lord of the Rings. There's never any recognition of it.
Give us an example.
Well, the ring wraiths. And the cloaks and all that sort of thing, and the way they walk and the way they sound, just Sam sound like old Mr. Frodo is straight from the Batchy one.
Because what would you have made the Hobbit sound like if you drank? Would they not have been?
Hey,
there?
Mr. Frodo.
Yeah, I'd have had him scouse.
But I'm up, but I'm up.
Well, actually, given
you want a fucking ring, I'll give you a motherfucking ring.
Quickie's Gollum.
This race.
Don't make a big fucking thing of this, Gollum.
This race is looking.
Get your kicks on it, Sauron.
This race looking this way. This race looking that way. And there, Sauron's saying, "Hey, what do you want from me?" But Gollum, the whole.
Gollum, the whole.
The whole. The way he talks, the whole. You know, like my precious. That's from the Bachelor Lord of the Rings.
Isn't that all taken from David Woods on
the BBC
production? BBC one, yeah.
Well, it may well be, but the look and everything of what the Hobbits and all that are.
David Woods.
It's all from the Bachelor thing.
The Dead Spirit of Mark Boyd.
Wow.
Do you know who that is?
No.
It's a guy who's a primary school guy. Hiya, Mark.
Good guy.
So why? No, it was a really good guy, Mark.
Why we're digressing then, which is the definitive adaptation then of Lord of the Rings? Is it the radio?
Oh, the Peter Jackson one.
More so than the Radio 4
radio. Yeah, yeah, it is, yeah.
The sharpest scissors!
Aragorn! I'll tell you, there's a similar thing though, which is never acknowledged, except for I've seen it done on online now, is that James Cameron's Titanic blatantly rips off whole scenes from A Night to Remember.
Oh god,
and makes no reference that's all written by.
Yeah.
Except for the bit where he takes real people and turns them into murderers, which he did himself, that poor man from Dumfries.
Mm.
But and it doesn't acknowledge it in any way, and this whole thing's just taken straight from A Night to Remember, which is a much more superior film.
Yeah, well,
whose effects stand up better than the ones.
Well,
in
it is a better film than A Night to Remember because it actually sets up characters that you would care that they drown. Anyway,
we were talking.
That terrible Coen Brothers version of the Lady Killers.
Oh.
There's a stupid thing that they said, and I wonder if it was just one of those things where they do interviews and they say things just to sort of fuck people up. And one of the Coens said that no, they hadn't copied the original Lady Killers. In fact, they hadn't even seen it.
Yeah.
Which can't be true, and is a stupid thing to say. And actually, if they haven't seen it, it's pathetic because. Just normally you should have seen it.
Of course.
And how could you remake something, you know,
without... Because you just like the title.
Yeah.
They also did that. They said
how did they know how it ended?
That's interesting, because they said that...
When all the ladies were dead.
It's halfway through. Halfway through where they go to the train yard. It's just full of rabbits! Fucking rabbits everywhere!
These are horses!
They said a similar thing.
Make the other half watch!
I love when you say that. I love when they said... A similar thing about about True Grit, and it was pointed out that the whole thing I think it's right to say that the whole stuff with the eye patch isn't actually in the book, so they have seen the original film.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, absolutely
not.
Just
acknowledge it.
Because I had seen the original film, and it's better.
So are there shit crazy animation films? Can we think of any?
What's that?
We were talking about When the Wind Blows.
Animal Farm, which I think is a great film.
That's Ralph Bakshi as well, isn't it?
That's very similar to this, though, isn't it?
No, that's...
Oh, no, it's the 50s or something. Yeah, that's quite a long time ago.
That's... Oh, God. They're from... that's that couple that were from, like, Czechoslovakia. that made Animal Farm.
A Minotaur
or something like that. I can't remember the name.
Reverse Epic.
But and Morris Denham does all the voices. Right, yeah. This is a beautiful film, though.
I've not seen that for a long time.
I mean, I remember seeing a lot of animation on BBC Two and things that were things.
Four hours of a line just moving. Won an Oscar, this.
Yeah. I think those things are amazing. Those are the things that really push your understanding where you're at.
They certainly do.
They did, but I think they're the things that really help you develop your adult sensibilities, because there is something about seeing those things that challenge what you're capable of understanding and make you quite interested. So I remember seeing like some of Jan Svankmajer's animations, which are all like very like clay and pencils and sort of constructivist Russian stuff, all going like, oh, what's this about? It looks crazy communism.
Well, that's it. I was fucking terrified when the wall came down. All these mad creatures were coming
and then
for
us.
Oh, shit, we're working in proletariat.
Shit, it's line and integer coming at me.
Put the wall back, Mr. Gorbachev.
There's a ruler with legs coming straight at me. What the fuck does it want?
It's a badger in a worker's cap. The Murrenbuch Stasinger.
Oh, that was mental.
A depressive. A wee guy lives under in a skirt.
Lives in the bin. Yeah.
Clearly just sat in all day wanking and crying.
Yeah, except
well, that's not sad. I quite enjoy anything like that.
Except if he had a bobby, you couldn't see it. And even if he did, his wee arms wouldn't be able to reach him. Which I think is where that wee lassie one came in. Murrenbuch Stasinger went for a fuck.
But also,
can I have a hand job? He said.
Bam, 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 bam.
And now Ronan Mark's laughing.
The Gong Show, followed by Mini Pops.
Oh.
Mini Pops.
Was he not in the category of like strangely dressed, as in had shoes? Was
he had shoes and nothing else. Yeah, yeah.
Apart from boots.
Apart from Frankie Howard's wig off a big one.
Was it a sort of fat Mr. Nosybonk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's frightening as Mr. Nosybonk.
You guys are really quite upset by Mr. Nosybonk, aren't you?
Yeah, he's terrifying, Mr. Nosybonk.
He's like a Paul McCartney nightmare.
He is like a Paul McCartney nightmare.
Nosybonk.
Paul McCartney.
No, Paul McCartney, the video artist. You people are fucking Philistines.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry about that.
Philistines, I think they're fine.
It's all got pretty gangster.
Yeah, fuck's sake.
Just because the only Spunkmeyer I know is the pilot out of fucking Aliens.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know he made cartoons in his spare time.
I'm a performance artist. People take me very seriously when I'm not talking to you about films.
Don't. Not here, they don't.
And that's why you love us.
Cheers.
We have to work in a hospital. It's all right for you. We pay for you to perform.
Let's just get back to why these rabbits aren't surrounded by their own shitey rebel.
Because they're English rabbits.
Well, so the
British rabbits.
Something I wanted to bring up was that this is also a one of a long line of films in which the English countryside is terrifying, and this
like Pender's Fen
would be a good example of that. Field in England would be another example of that. Anymore?
Children of the Stones
what's that other one about the
Prime Suspect?
The Changes.
And that episode of Doctor Who with the cricket game with the malice is just evil and all of that.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
What's that called? The Awakening,
yes.
The Demons as well.
Silver Nemesis.
The Demons, yeah.
It's just terrifying.
Every single edition of 14 Times.
Every single edition of 14 Times.
Rendlesham Forest.
Yes.
You can do him.
Who?
Lionel Fanthorpe.
Hello, it's Father Lionel Fanthorpe.
There you go. That's pretty good, that one.
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
That was like your Pam Ayres.
Hello, it's Pam Ayres. And how are you, Lionel? I'm fine, Pam. How are you? I'm not so bad, thanks.
He's Irish, though.
How are you, Terry?
Speaking,
I'm a dead man.
Speaking of,
I used to be alive, but no, I'm dead.
Shit voices. I was Because my son and I are both at the same time reading Robert Louis Stevenson's Kidnapped, I showed him today the trailer for the 1971 film where
Can I tell what's coming? Go on,
It's Michael Caine.
Do it then.
It's when he's going, I've got 100 miles to get back to Edinburgh, and there's a red coat behind every rock. It's just terrible. You're going, whoa.
That was a good impression.
There's also, is that not the one as well where...
I'm a body fighter.
Is that not the one where, does Jack Hawkins play Captain Hosey?
He does, yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Which would be... Split the baby.
Was he at Charles Grey doing it by that stage? Or
I think he was, yeah.
So, what is it about the English countryside?
That's full of English people.
Apart from English people.
Like you.
And your brother and your geese.
Yeah. Your scary geese and giants.
What, just imagine writing that. Now, you're the writer and artist. Straight away, a whole thing about the English countryside, a fucking giant and his goose. I mean, that's it, isn't it?
To be honest, I think I've heard that story before.
It puts the shitters up me good and proper.
I saw it in Panto.
My goose.
Your brother in his golden swimming trunks.
What's that? Ooh.
There's a picture of your giant brother doing like a sort of Bruce Forsyth Rodin's thinker pose in a pair of golden swimming trunks.
Maybe he sent that to you alone. Tell Jack.
It was taken last week. Taken last week.
Texting it to my joy looking of sex parents.
Looking forward to seeing you at Easter.
Did he have to send that?
I'm one of your liberal parents' sex parties.
Did he have to send that on a mobile the size of a Vauxhall Chevette?
He's got Dom Jolly's on mobile.
The sun's gone.
You know, I don't think my parents would have let me see this. They just said, that's a lot of shite, you know what? Just
so did your parents, were they quite Magnum careful force. About what you watched?
No. Right. I mean, genuinely, I did see I Spit on Your Grave. I know that's probably a terrible thing, because it makes my parents sound really negligent. But in 1981, when we had a video, and in 1982...
Well, never would be allowed to
forget
that.
Nobody knew. You just got stuff out.
No one had video.
Yeah, Shogun Assassin. Yeah. Literally, the night we got it, we had a double bill. But a double bill of Enter the Dragon and Magnum Force. Mm. And as I said before, I was really annoyed because Christmas was kind of ruined by my dad's new video obsession.
Yeah, because you're constantly watching videos, yeah.
Christmas Eve, you know what they put on?
Driller Killer.
No, the Deer Hunter.
The Cannibal Holocaust.
That would have been all right. The Deer Hunter.
The Deer Hunter. Wow. Merry Christmas.
An hour and a bit of a wedding. I'm thinking, which is like, you know how I feel about weddings. We're talking about earlier. When are you going to get? Can we get to the fucking Russian roulette? Because I'm really bored of this wedding.
It's a fucking dull film.
So is there such thing as Easter films?
It's not as violent as this.
Yeah.
So which films do we associate with Easter?
The Passion of the Christ.
Come on then.
Well, I've never seen The Passion of the Christ. Is it any good?
No, I don't. I haven't seen it. I can know what the story is, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
You did go to a Catholic school. I'd be pretty surprised if you didn't know what you know story just was.
If it doesn't involve buggery.
But you like Apocalypto, don't you? Which was
Apocalypto is a good film. It's just a chase film. It's good fun.
It's got Barry Manilow in it.
Yeah. It's about an entire tribe of Barry Manilows living in the jungle.
On the Gypto. Apocalypto.
So, Easter films.
You run from Elsa.
What
I just can't believe at Christmas at Easter time.
Chris?
The great Easter programme, of course, is Jesus of Nazareth.
And then the Mayans.
Robert Powell.
Yes.
And Ian McShane is Judas. Written by...
Who is it written by?
Jesus!
Anthony Burgess.
I think you'll find it's written by...
God himself. Yeah. A number of shite
books. Written by Anthony Burgess.
Anthony Burgess wrote the screenplay for Zephyr Ellis, Jesus of Nazareth.
Wow.
The apostles started off in white boiler suits.
Oh, God. It's really good, though. This arsehole titting about on the railway track when they need him.
So, Chris, Easter films?
The girl doesn't die.
But then Easter films tend to be things like...
I think he's one of the only ones that makes it out of that.
They tend to be things like The Greatest Story Ever Told. The Greatest Story Ever Told is a good film.
Does it live up to its billing?
Not quite, but it's better than the sequel. But
how did they top it? They just couldn't. It was like
I think the sequel's the name of the horse. No,
Billy did see Agent there.
No.
Stupid. No.
No. King of Kings is shit.
Should have got William Hickey to do one of the voices for
Yeah, absolutely. Before it was long.
No,
big way.
Bad.
No, anyway.
Look at this in the pissing rain with that horrible, threatening, bruisey sky.
The general master.
And as we know, the...
oh,
The Great
God.
Escape's an Easter film.
Yes, Great Escape is not a Christmas film.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
It is true that they actually finally said that when they showed it at Christmas time, didn't they?
They did, yes.
Jesus.
Yeah,
but that's we made mention of this before, because it's really fucking tiresome. Because somebody
It's a
noticed,
sort of Clarkson cliche.
Yeah,
well,
they noticed
it?
It's never been a Christmas film. And then they decided, 1 year, which I think must have been about...
2001,
2002? Yeah, around that time. And they said, it seemed quite funny at the time. And now, for the first time on Christmas Day, it was on BBC Two, The Great Escape. And now the show all the time.
Yeah,
which was there by
good Jeremy Clarkson sets policy in the hospital.
You alright there, Rose? You enjoying this? Sing along.
It's not over yet.
It's the
ghetto.
Apocalypto. There's rabbits everywhere. They rip each other's out, each other's hair. And they fuck it. Chuck the old fuck. There's a sequel, he's true.
No, through the roof. Oh, God, Jesus Christ.
He's coming after you.
Goldstein.
Deeply inappropriate.
Oh.
I think his film's deeply inappropriate, isn't it?
Ah! It's my gran.
It's Farage.
Oh.
The rabbit.
Farage Ahi, the rabbit.
Look at that, like, the lighting in this film is amazing.
It's
got that like, really creepy crepuscular light. It's always dawn or dusk or...
Now, is he gone now?
What, this guy?
This guy.
You have not seen the last of this. God.
So did we get to the bottom of what we, specifically you, thought was the point of this?
What, the entire point
No, what he's getting at, Ross. What is he getting at?
It's a fucking...
What's he getting at, Ross? What's he getting at about world shutdown? Is he trying to make a point? Is he just trying to put on a shoe? Jeremy Neglect, we love you.
You're just doing that because you know what it does to me.
Yep.
So why is the point of the film?
It's just all shite in it.
Rabbits are funny. Kill all rabbits.
It's basically, stay where you are, stay at my country, leave me
where I am. Don't hope for anything. Yeah. Don't try and go anywhere else. Don't try and resist death.
Yep. Don't get too comfy. There's a major theme in this film.
That's true. Is industry bad in this film? Is man bad?
Yes.
Yeah, I think progress is bad. It's quite like a nostalgic, pastoralist view of the countryside.
But aren't the people? Isn't the group of rabbits who are trying to move on our heroes? Thank you.
So how do we
square that then with this view of the film?
Well, I think it's. Totally depends whether or not you're trying to read it as some kind of political allegory or whether you're just choosing which set of these fucking rabbits to root for.
To make a sequel that was from the general's point of view.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just trying to keep shit together.
Yeah, if you found out that, you know, the general's actually like the Jeremy Corbyn of the piece.
No,
like,
don't tell me. It's Corbyn's Britain.
Maybe he's more like anti-entity in Mad Max 3.
Oh,
he's the guy that's trying to get a society that works and keep it together, but discipline's needed.
Oh, look, he's giving a rousing speech. We're not finished.
No, I wasn't. I was just mixing some shit. Did you find it rousing? I'm really pleased. Thank you. You made an old man very happy.
I'm a friend of big wigs. That sounds like something you'd say to a man at the barrels.
He said everything was a tenner today.
You any of that special tobacco? I'm a friend of my grunts. No, I know that.
Can you pass me my hold? Oh, I'm a friend of big wigs.
I'm here to pick up that bag. I'm a polar big wig.
I'm looking here, hold on.
Who's big wig?
A fucking rabbit where I going.
Get it, fuck!
Oh, you mean the guy that looks like Graham Lynn? Oh, sorry, here you are.
He's awfully angry on the Twitter, isn't he?
Going to tweet him and tell him I'm away. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Should we tweet him after this and say, dear Graham, you look like Big Wig from Watership Down? See how that goes.
Yeah. Do it now.
Because he's got a real sense of humour about himself.
Do it now.
No, I can't.
How?
Because my phone's off because you'd shout at
no,
me.
No, otherwise. Go on. You got a pass for that.
No, I'm not.
See if I see if he answers and then we can sync it with us.
It's fine, I'll do it right now.
Okay.
Because no, it saves us talking about the phone.
Oh, your phone was already on then, was it?
What's your phone doing on? Fucking unprofessional.
Airplane
but
mode.
He specifically said he wanted it off.
Airplane mode.
Oh, Frankie Howard again.
Anyway, while he does that,
oh look, Fiverr's in. He's receiving a message from Ether. He's having a full Doris Stokes look. I'm getting a very young energy. Has anybody lost a child?
It's a name starts with B. Belinda Barry. Big wig. There you are. That's it. I thought so.
Too much interference.
Right.
Has your father gone into spirits?
It'd be terrible if anybody listening to this went and texted Graham Lynn and said, you look like Big Wig from Watership.
But he doesn't like
we
can't be responsible for anyone deciding
we
to
we wouldn't
do that.
Endorse that.
No, he doesn't like him.
That's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing.
Not necessarily.
No. What's happened to Fiverr?
He's receiving psychic messages from the ether.
Oh, okay.
I keep also expecting the Cadbury's Caramel Family to show up and start acting like
Bever. A big giant beaver's going to
actually, the Cadbury's Caramel advert does feel like as if they were tapping into
what's happening?
Don't you think?
Hey, Mr. Beaver.
Which is quite a weird thing why to do.
I had a great idea for selling caramel. Yeah.
Why are you beavering around?
Exactly.
Any minute now,
swatting away the flies
you're going
the carcass.
To be dead.
Yeah.
Any minute now, I'm going to tear your throat out with my teeth.
That was a very
good idea. Are you going to eat a caramel, or are you going to eat
my eyes?
I mean, that's
while I listen to you, Crunch.
Relax with a piece of Cadbury's caramel before the fucking beaver of death comes and pours blood in your mouth.
Again. And who did the voice?
Who did the
Mary
voice?
Mary Margulies.
Well done.
But in retrospect, that is such a flawed campaign because first of all, it is obviously built off the back of this. They try make so then they go, let's do something that's like I think
no.
so. Yeah,
it's just a sort of Easter bunny.
I wouldn't buy a fucking coffin off the back of this, let alone a sweet.
But then the second thing
struggle to get them off the roads is what you really need.
The second thing that's weird about it is they think let's have a sexy rabbit.
Yeah.
Let's sell chocolate with a sexy rabbit.
Now we're going back to the beginning. I've got a callback here.
Callback. Oh, is the
sun's
rabbit
gone a bit foreign.
Is going? Is it going to save them?
I don't remember.
There is no such Deus Ex Machina will come and intervene.
I
there
suspect,
is no god.
Well, there's not really a god. There's just death. There's Elara sort of god, but Elara started this whole thing with that whole
like
baby that came out of the sun and made
everyone
go all raging-killy. Look at that!
Yeah,
I
killed that.
Just
so when you
is that your pitch for this film? Because that works.
So you know when you were watching this as a kid and being traumatised, were you thinking to yourself, it'll have a happy ending? It'll have a happy ending? Or had you given up all hope by this point, do you think? In anything?
I genuinely think by this point I was watching it transfixed in horror.
I think...
Did your parents switch it off and say this is just upsetting you?
No, they were pumping each other over like an Anglo-Saxon long barrow or whatever it was that they got up to.
But only a couple of
over pictures of Sutton. I suspect that I've got the same reaction to this now that I did when I first watched it, which is I'm sitting with my back to it.
Me too, yeah.
Not really asked. But not because I've lost interest in particular, it's because it's freaking me out.
Yeah.
Oh, right, I thought you meant that you were just like, oh, no, but it's not interested.
No, because...
I'm a terrible crier.
Because there are plenty of films that I would, I'm not interested in, I watch the end, just because I always watch films then. Mm-hmm. But it's actually freaking me out a bit.
So do we think it therefore, on those terms, does it succeed or fail?
Well, you see, this is the thing that I find difficult about this.
In terms of, like, really traumatising and upsetting. You're making a film
is that the intention?
Is that a good film, then?
But is that the intention?
That's what I'm asking. What do you
think? Let's ask that question first. Is that the intention of this film, do you think?
To make people not be able to sleep in their own beds feel a bit wincy around rabbits for the rest of their life.
I have a feeling that in some sense they've made this thinking it's a proper rejoinder to cutesy poo anthropomorphized American films, and this is much more grown up and it's a proper story.
Is that like a rather nasty British thing?
I think in a lot of respects it may well be that. I don't think entirely that. I think they want to tell the story.
Yeah.
But I think they've made a very deliberate decision not to, you know, that Disney stuff is just pathetic and it just traps children into unfair images of life and death and doesn't introduce them to anything.
And
you're
deprives
not supposed
them.
To introduce 8-year-olds to death.
Mm. And it deprives them of the sight of a bloodied rabbit tearing the throat out of another bloodied rabbit.
So would you agree though? Do you think that's partially the intention of this film?
I think it's meant to be utterly unsentimental. Look at it, he's tearing his Jesus motherfucking Christ. Throat out with his teeth, the bastard.
It is horrendous, Graham Renahan. It's just like that. Twitter scrap, isn't it?
And I told you I would kill you myself.
This is a you certificate.
Has he just killed them?
So, Craig, do you think that was the intention of this film?
I think they're a bunch of cunts.
To come to the second part of your question then, which is it a success?
Yes,
I think I think in the terms that I've laid out about, you know, getting away from the Disney World.
The terms you've laid out.
that I've just explained, and which they clearly followed retrospectively. I think it's massively successful. Would I watch it again? Would I fuck?
What do you think, Rose? Successful film?
Still with us?
Sorry. You're
still
right.
Not happy at all, are you?
What do you think?
I think it's overwritten with that slightly unsettling hauntological feeling of, like, it has that colour palette, it has that thing about the countryside and the kind of sinisterization of the country that happened at that time. I don't think that's the intention of it, but I think it has the same kind of oddness of other things that are less violent.
Like, what do you mean? Like, what sort of stuff are you talking about?
Oh,
less violent? The fucking cannibal
everything,
holocaust?
Everything, yeah, driller.
Everything's less violent.
Last House on the Left.
Do you think?
Quentin Tarantino's entire oeuvre is less violent than Motor Shit.
Do you
look at that!
Yeah. Do you think Clarissa Dixon wrote this was like a porn film for her?
I mean, I think it's a brilliant film, I have to say.
Yeah, I think there is brilliance in it.
General Woundwatch's body was never.
It's beautifully
made. But I do find
made.
It too much.
It is too much, yeah. But that's why, because
it
it's
could
so
be that he still lives his fierce life somewhere else. No.
But because it's so skillfully made, you have to think that's a deliberate decision.
What happened to him? Because I missed that bit.
He got fucked up, and the dog went after him. It looked like him and the dog were going at it.
So at this point,
this
is probably quite a good ending now.
I'm hoping it is the end. Is this the end?
Yeah, this is the end.
Where
you get to see
the bigwig die?
No, you're about to see him die, and the Black Rabbit of Death will come for him also in a less brutal way, but it's still not exactly a Busby Berkeley song and dance number. There's not going to be any shiny ladies jumping into a pool. I think it's
everything that I need.
It's apocalypto. Apocalypto. Oh, the rabbits are all dead. I know we get to fuck.
So even if
he's lived to be old, here comes the Black Rabbit.
Even if you survive, you'll die old. You're gonna die. That's essentially what this is, isn't it?
Come with me.
So who's that?
That is Hazel, I think.
That's Richard Pryor, is it, or
John Hurt?
That's John Hurt. Does he die first then?
Come with me, first boredom, then fear into the ether.
Why is he dying?
Because
he's old.
This is now years on.
I am going.
Look at that.
So this is years after.
Yeah, yeah.
Saw.
Creepy cobwebs.
All right, so are we?
They set it down.
They did escape.
Yes,
they did. Then.
Yeah, but instead of ending it on the escape,
let's show them die years later. But you've got hundreds of wings.
So we could have just ended it. No, let's just kill another one.
That strikes me as a bit fucked.
Look, there he is. He's got throat cancer. I am going towards the inevitable. Whose last words were those?
Give me 20 regal and a can of Orange Boom.
And there he goes.
The Ford
Pro. Remember that? That was a weird fucking advertising campaign. You don't want Hart coming in here going, Pro.
I don't want Hart coming
in. 1,000 enemies.
This was the year he made the Elephant Man as well.
Oh, dear.
Even in death, he's warning, now that he's dead, he's warning him about things that will catch him and kill him.
Yeah. In the afterlife. Kill him in the afterlife.
No,
and
they kill
it's
you
Christmas
again.
In heaven.
Look at that, though.
The Elephant Man, the finest film ever made about Hannah Gordon. Apart from Joint Account.
Who my mum thought came from Pilton. It's been cinema.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, it's over.
Back to the macrame
so was
table mat.
Was Bigwig alright?
No, they're all dead. Just accept that they're all dead.
Craig, they all died.
Did Bigwig die in the fight?
All of them died. Look, depressing. Oh. Martin Rosen's production watered it down. Depressing.
That's a weird ending, isn't it?
Well, I went to Roses East.
Oh, Roy Kinnear was in it. I did not realise Roy Kinnear was in it.
Denham Elliott's great cast.
Denham Elliott. Hello.
We want you to be in a cartoon, Denham. That's not my sort of thing. It's about rabbits. I'm there!
Oh, Zero Mostel was the seagull.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Harry Andrews.
Nigel Hawthorne.
Guilty.
Hannah Gordon.
Derek Griffiths.
Hannah Gordon, yeah.
Derek Griffiths. Nose.
Can we
cheer ourselves up just by singing Proboscis Monkey's Leap? Nose. Nobody's got the nose like me, except me. Now, how could such noses be? They call me Proboscis.
And me.
Proboscis Monkey's Wee.
Peekaboo.
Ah, peekaboo.
Peek-a-boo,
I'm peeking you,
I'm peeking me.
Where a proboscis monkey.
Love it.
Why not? We're not doing the rest.
And now Craig will give us his ants.
heads and tails. So that was that, eh?
Yeah, look at that depressing, splurgy watercolour.
With Oboe, the saddest instrument.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that, did we?
No, Oboe. Just wanted to play.
We didn't talk about the sadness of it.
Death artists.
Is no real nose at all. It's just a make a noise with. A bit like a trumpet.
Trace and paint. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm glad we watched that. Yeah. Thanks for that
lovely
suggestion,
font
Rose.
As well.
Do you think we'll watch that ever again?
No, I honestly think I will avoid watching it ever again.
I think
it's a really, really good film, but I think it both is objectively pretty horrible, and I think when some kind of horrible thing like that graves itself into your skeleton as a child, you know, when you have that unfiltered experience of finding something upsetting that
symmetry,
you don't expect to find upsetting,
yeah.
I think it will always stay with you.
Yeah.
Well, I have a similar relationship with Silent Running, which I can't actually.
I
have to close my eyes and not look at anyone when I'm talking about it because I can't talk about
it. I'm not that much better, although I can talk about it a bit, but I can't. Yeah. I certainly can't watch it.
No, it's too much.
That was in Technicolor.
Capturing the Freedmans is the film that I can't watch again.
Why is that?
Because it's just so depressing.
It is a depressing film. Mm. But no rabbits die in it.
Film. No.
Well, no rabbits fuck each other up in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, there we are.
Just children's lives.
Jesus. Happy Easter, everyone.
Lol. Yeah, happy Easter.
Yeah, lols.
Sing Hosanna, Hosanna.
Rabbits.
Sing Hosanna to the King of Kings.
Rabbits, Rofflecopter gunshot. Bye, everybody.
See you next time.
Bye.